Make New Work Explore application brief. What is the opportunity? ARC is looking to support artists to create new performance-based work in response to one of the provocations below, working with local communities in Stockton. There is one opportunity to receive £2,000 in cash, along with space, accommodation, marketing, technical, producing and community engagement support. These opportunities are expected to lead to a performative sharing. This could be a public sharing or to an invited audience. We are particularly interested in hearing from artists from the Tees Valley and Northeast for this round. Deadline to apply, 10 a.m. on Friday the 21st of June 2024. What are the provocations? These two provocations came from in-depth and wide-reaching creative conversations with communities local to ARC. They were created through these conversations by independent creative director Paula Clark as part of a project which began with the question, "What's on your mind?" You can read more about the project on our website. The project was designed to capture the key areas of interest and concerns to our communities. We are using them as guiding principles for our programme to help ensure that ARC's work resonates with our local communities. Artists are asked to select one provocation to base their idea around. They are intended to be starting points for creative ideas. We are not looking for literal interpretations. Hashtag climate. I couldn't care less. It's God's will. I do my bit. Did you know that the concept of your personal carbon footprint was invented by Shell to pass responsibility onto the individual? I don't recycle, I'm sorry, but what's the point? If I had all of the money in the world, I would use it to find a way to take all the plastic out of the ocean. I would move us to another planet so we can start again. It's evolution, simple as that. It's too late now. The protesters are going too far blocking the M25. The government does nothing. It's time for action. Would women have gotten the vote if the suffragettes hadn't blown shit up? How come the kids understand this better than the adults? This is a climate emergency. Hashtag anger. After the consultation was over, someone stayed behind to tell me exactly what was on their mind. They were angry and upset. They instructed me to write down exactly what they had to say. I haven't been able to get this exchange out of my mind since. They told me. They had been a coal miner in a mine that was closed, despite still producing coal, by Margaret Thatcher's government. They said she was getting her own back. They were angry about the imbalance of power and inequality in society then and now. This is control, they said. This is about the government keeping the poor people poor. They said there are more people than jobs, that there is nothing left after the bills, that they have worked their whole life, that people can't afford to eat. My mum used to say, "The poor are always with you." I think it's from the Bible. Well, it's true. I am so angry. It's the injustice. It's criminal. Who cares about us? What are we trying to achieve? Over the next 3 years, ARC is seeking to achieve a shift in our programme to a more community-led / influence way of working. These opportunities form part of exploring how we might do that, by inviting artists to respond to things that are on the minds of our local communities. ARC's artistic policy is to provide creative activity and cultural experiences that are contemporary and relevant. We want to present a creative programme that helps us understand and enjoy the world as it is today and excites us about the future. Co-design is a key principle of our creative programme. This means we work proactively with artists and communities to develop work that is relevant to and resonates with our local communities. This doesn't necessarily mean work that is about or made specifically for Stockton and the Tees Valley, but we present work that our local communities can connect with, and that helps us understand the world we live in. We believe a principal element of manifesting that is ensuring that people authentically have an equal level of agency to influence the creative outcome of a project as any other artist involved in the process. By communities, we mean communities of place, interest, identity, need and action. We are all part of many communities. Though the work we want to create is specifically for our local communities, we recognise that communities like ours exist all over the country, in areas where there are high proportions of people facing inequalities and barriers to engaging with culture, usually as a result of either their protected characteristics or socioeconomic status. Working with communities. Part of the exploration we want to undertake is around how we can invite local people to be involved in the creation of the work that doesn't necessarily rely on the traditional co-creation model. We recognise that not everyone can or wants to work alongside artists as fully participating members of the creative team, and we are keen to test out other ways of meaningful involvement. Firstly, we are involving local people in the selection process for these opportunities, which is a form of co-design. We are looking for artists to consider how local people might contribute to the development of their ideas by sharing skills or stories in the development of the work in a way that enriches participants' own lives. This could be a conversation over a cup of tea, or by artists joining existing groups to learn about their skills, work, etc. Playing a part in the creation of the work during the development process. This could be through attending a workshop or engagement opportunity, or working with artists to engage other people in other new ways that are beneficial for the artists, individuals involved, and the creative process. It could be through direct involvement in the creation, playing a proactive role in the development and devising process, as well as the final work, working alongside artists in a more traditional co-creation way. In addition to the £2,000 budget, we have up to £1,000 available to support community participants to take part, which may be in the form of expenses, bursaries, vouchers, etc. NB. Innovative and robust approaches to involving local people have been more successful with previous panels, so it is worth giving this some time in your application. What do you get? A £2,000 budget, producing, marketing and community engagement support from ARC, technical support for the sharing, rehearsal and creation space at ARC, accommodation in the ARC house subject to availability. The final sharing can take place in any of the spaces at ARC, but we anticipate would most be likely in the Studio Theatre. You can read more about our spaces on our website. Selection criteria. The selection will be based on the following. Idea for the project. How does your project relate to ARC's artistic policy? Is it bringing something new to ARC's programme? How does your project specifically relate to the What's On Your Mind provocations? Potential quality and impact of the community involvement. Is co-creation considered? Are communities taken care of? Will communities feel valued within the process? What about your project has the potential to excite communities at ARC? Deliverability of the project, including the skills and experience of the people involved, as well as the available resources and timescale. Have you considered budget, paying people fairly and with enough lead-in time to deliver the project? Selection process. Following feedback and learning from the last year, we are trialling some new ideas around the selection process in this round of the Make New Work programme. This time around, we have selected a community panel. The community panel, along with one ARC producer, facilitated by creative director Alexander Ferris, will come together to select the commissioned artist through three rounds of discussions. The applications will be split into main commissions and seed commissions. The ARC producer will read all of the applications. One lead panelist will read the main commissions and one will read the seed commissions. The first round will involve lead panellists coming together to create a long list. Artist names and project titles will be published with permission across ARC's social media and website. Then, following the long listing, all panellists will meet and read/discuss long-listed applicants to then select a shortlist, which will be published. All shortlisted applicants will then be interviewed. As we want to welcome community members who may not have been involved in commissioning processes before, we aren't offering a strict criteria/way of talking about applications. Instead, we are welcoming all voices to express themselves equally, guiding and facilitating conversations where everyone's applications will be considered with thought, care, and compassion. Shortlisting is not a science, and we are always thinking of new ways we can approach and understand applications and how they might fit into our programme of work at ARC. The longlisting meeting is taking place on Monday the 8th of July, the shortlisting meeting is taking place on Tuesday the 16th of July, and interviews will be taking place on Tuesday the 23rd of July between 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. Feedback. All unsuccessful applicants will receive general feedback with the offer for personalised feedback upon request. All applicants at longlisting stage will receive personalised feedback. All applicants will receive feedback by Friday the 2nd of August. This factors in the time taken during the selection process and then to write and send personalised feedback. As with previous rounds, we are expecting a high volume of applications, so please do bear with us as we compile this feedback.